Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about rebuilding the mama cow herd with Daryl Peel in just a moment.
We are farmers. We are all day long doers. Agriculture isn't just our industry, it's our way of life. We invest in equipment that's long-lasting, economical, and environmentally conscious, because that's what it takes to do the job right. We're all about greater horsepower and cleaner emissions. New implements, more attachments, better technology and dependable engineering. For all your ag equipment needs, we are Kubota.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Reviewing 2015 and previewing 2016 with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Today we want to talk about where we stand on rebuilding this U.S. beef cow herd.
Coming into 2015, we had a good number for 2014 that we added to the cow herd. We knew we were going to add a lot of cows in 15. Has that happened?
I think there's no doubt that that's happened. I'm fully expecting us to see that we've added plus or minus a million head of cows this year. It could be a little over. It certainly will be, I think, upwards of a million if it's not over a little bit for 2015. The bigger question may be, did all of this uncertainty in the fall really change our plans on heifer retention going forward? In terms of heifers that will calve that were already in the pipeline in the first half of 2016, that's probably also pretty much in the books at this point. I think the real issue is kind of on the new crop heifers this fall. Did we change our mind on those? So we're really not talking about anything that's going to dramatically affect 2016 even. I think the real issue is maybe did we change plans that would have an impact as we go out to, say, 2017.
So, at this point, if we added a million this year, where's the sweet spot on number of cows we need, based on today's realities?
Well, it's a moving target. So the short answer is we don't know. It depends on both supply and demand. Obviously, as we go forward, we're going to be looking at not only domestic demand has stayed strong through most of this. We've got a little bit of a hamburger market issue, but domestic demand is not the issue. Obviously, the trade situation's been rough, and as we go forward, some recovery and rebound in that export market is part of determining how big we need to be. The other side of it, of course, is as we've added carcass weight so dramatically the last 2 years, if cattle keep getting bigger, carcass weights keep getting bigger, we don't need as many cattle. And that could actually shave off sort of how big the cow herd needs to be, depending on the weights of cattle. So both supply and demand conditions are still evolving here. I think we still need, assuming we put a roughly a million head in 2015, I think we probably still need a million to a million and a half head going forward. That may not all happen in 2016. In fact, it might be better if it doesn't all happen in 2016. It could be as little as a million. It could be a million and a half. It could even be as much as 2 million that would happen over 2016, 17, and probably potentially into 2018.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel talking about where we are on rebuilding the U.S. beef cow herd as we get ready to end up 2015 and move into another year of probably rebuilding in 2016. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.